Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel a little weird about what's about to happen.
Why?
Because I feel like I've forced it. It has been a long time since I've been really angry at T-Hack.
Was the last one animals?
The one I was most upset.
Unexpected animals.
Unexpected? I don't remember that. What was that?
Yeah, raccoon, the number one was an owl. When you are never expecting to see an owl. And then when you see an owl, you're telling somebody about it later
I'm
on.
I'm going to say that I was upset with you probably.
Oh boy, but not like Brett.
Brett was a changing point in our relationship. If you don't know what we're talking about, T-Hack occasionally, when he sits around in his house, he comes up with lists of things.
It's more than that. I crunch the numbers and I do all. It's a lot of math involved to come up with them. But
how much time do you have on your hands?
Not a lot.
The fact that he says I crunch the numbers and the Slacker Show singers actually use that line in the song.
Yeah.
If you've never heard it before, it's time for T-Hack controversial.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers.
Dumbers.
He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's T-Hack's Controversial Rankings.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's great. It's
we
great.
Don't I sing along with that one. We
they
don't
come
learn
in and
the
do
lyrics.
It live every time. It's
yeah,
the best.
That's amazing. It's Controversial Rankings. Feel free to sound off on anything he says that you agree with or disagree with. These are always 10.
They are. Yes, this has 10 as well. Today's subject... Very topical, I would say. These are the best things about Halloween.
Oh.
The controversial rankings.
I don't love Halloween very much, so I hope I agree with you a lot.
The best things about Halloween, and it's the controversial rankings. So if it weren't controversial rankings, candy would be number one.
I think candy's still on the list.
Oh, it's going to be on the list.
Especially
it has
T-Hack.
Yeah. But
I don't let a lot of my personal.
That is the least true thing you've ever said in your life.
I let the numbers speak.
This is 100%.
Not just the numbers. Of his own.
Yes. There's no. And like, I want to give the listeners of our dear program. We've always claimed, and not, it's not a claim, it's a fact. We are about honesty on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to give the people something that they've not gotten from you.
Ooh.
The real truth about controversial rankings. Because if in the middle of controversial rankings, one of us were to point out one that you may have forgotten, you won't own that you forgot it. You just go, nope, just didn't make the list.
Yeah.
And
biscuits will forever
biscuits
go down in history.
Biscuits did not make the controversial rankings of top breads. And like, I was like, dude, this is wild. Because biscuits have to be in the 10. And it wasn't until he had like 3 or 4 tequila lemonades, he was like, Yeah, I dropped the ball on biscuits. I forgot.
I told you that in private. Yeah.
Dude. Okay. So I'm just going to say.
I don't know what number one is going to be here, but I have a guess on number 10.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get started with your guess.
Okay, my guess is trick-or-treating.
Coming in at 10 is what you think? Yeah. Okay.
It's costumes in general. He doesn't dress up. Yeah, he's the biggest stick in the mud.
I just imagine you don't love when people knock on your door.
He doesn't even answer the door.
Well, we leave the bowl out because right now we're out trick-or-treating. That's the whole neighborhood.
The bowl is so stupid.
Everyone's doing it. We all just go grab candy.
But you know only five kids get candy. The first kid gets the candy.
Actually, I've been very impressed. We've gotten back after hours and there's still candy left, which is the whole time. I'm like, honey, we got to go back. The candy for me. The bowl that's sitting there. I get the extra. We got to get back. And then there is extra, so it's good.
Okay. No. All right. Controversial rankings.
Best things about Halloween. Number 10, not trick-or-treating. It's bobbing for apples.
Oh, yeah. F that.
Yeah, that shouldn't be even on the list.
That's a carnival game, T.H. Well,
I agree. It shouldn't be on the list, but out of respect, it's been around forever.
Respect for
who? It's a classic. Everyone knows about bobbing for apples, it deserves a
Frank?
Spot.
Uh-huh. Call me Frank.
Frank. Yes, Frank.
I've never done it. But I have it. I think I'd be great at it. I got a theory on how to do it.
I don't understand what it is. And here, my wife and I, when I was, I let her run through the list, it was unclear. Do you eat the apples after you take them out, or are
kind
they
of,
just
you
bobbing
have to.
Apples?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. You want me to tell you how to do it? How I think you do it?
Sure.
If you put your head in the water and try to bite an apple,
right, it goes
it's
down.
Slippery and it's gonna like, it's gonna get away from you.
Yeah.
You got to commit to it. And you got to force that bad boy. You got to drown the apple. You got to go down to the bottom. You got to like go, ugh. It's like, you ever seen a dog try to get a tennis ball out of the water and it keeps getting away from it?
Yeah.
And they got to go like, ugh, and like
hey,
force
ma'am.
It to the bottom. And then once it's against the floor of the tub, now you can, ah,
so this is often done in trash cans.
No, it's not in trash cans. It's like in the bucket. It's like in the pig trough.
Like it's kind of like a cauldron, I thought.
Are you sure this is a Halloween thing?
Yeah, bobbing for apples. Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was a carnival thing. Okay.
No, it's definitely a Halloween thing because then you do the spaghetti with the grapes in it.
Yeah. Maybe it's not. Maybe.
Is spaghetti with grapes in there on your list?
Maybe it's controversial. It's spaghetti and grapes.
All right, well, we've run out of time. Okay. We've run out of time.
Number 9, costumes.
Yeah.
Almost the worst part about Halloween is having to figure out what to be and then putting on perhaps makeup.
So much
wig.
Pressure.
It's just a lot.
303-222-5423. It is literally one of the top two things on everyone's list. The greatest thing about Halloween.
The costumes.
You get to be someone else. Text in right now. Tell
TF
what
it is. Look inside. Look inside. Why do you want to be someone else so bad?
It's just your one day where Cyrano de Bergerac gets to be with. Like the
I feel
little
like
what are you
pressure.
Saying?
Cyrano de never mind. You uncultured swine.
You got to be something clever. You got to be something in a group. You can't just be like I'm a ghost. Used to be so easy. Just I'm just saying,
I could be a ghost.
If you're Dread Pirate Roberts, you've got the mask on, and then there's Little Mermaid, and you guys get to talking, and then she finds you fetching, and then you make out, and then
fetching.
Wow.
Sure. And then you take your mask off. She's like, ugh, but it's too late. She's already committed to it. Okay, sorry.
You hear that, Leo, when you're driving around trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Number 8, best things about Halloween, pumpkin patches.
That should be significantly higher.
So should costumes! Why don't you back me on that?
Okay. The costumes could be exhausting. A pumpkin patch,
thank you.
What a fun activity for a Sunday.
Also, it's not that fun. You're wandering around.
Thank you.
You're out in, like, I love the stuff by me, Anderson Farms and stuff, but it's like, they need booze. Yeah, it's just you're
sometimes
in a dusty field.
Mm-hmm. Or they do. Sometimes they have apple cider and it's 1,000 degrees, and so you can't drink it till like later that night.
You gotta wait
when you're already home and stuff.
You went outside.
These are
fresh air. You ran
it's
around.
Good. It's on the list. It deserves a spot.
There's
higher
a
than
reason,
costumes. It is better.
There's a reason why they're controversial. He's being, I think, obtuse on purpose. But keep going.
He would never.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Trick or treating.
I
the
do.
Actual
it was low.
Act. Just go buy the candy. What are we doing? What are we doing pretending like it's the only way to get candy to knock on a stranger's door that you would never let your kids go up to any other day? To go knock on that stranger's door?
We don't have a lot of time. but I want you to know I've never agreed with you more than this.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you.
It's terrible.
But it's cute. When the 3-year-old come up to the door, they say twinkle tweet. You're like, oh my gosh.
But you're wandering. You're basically becoming a panhandler and going to other people. Please, have some more. And it's like, son, I can buy you way better candy than this.
And
like,
Erica, why are we? You're answering the door. Once you close the door and you go, oh, that kid was so cute. You don't see him walking back and the dad going, did you say thank you? I told you to say thank you. How many times am I going to tell you to say thank you?
The whole process sucks.
All right, next house.
Parents, the kids.
Trick or treat. Knock. Trick or treat. Thank you. And then they will forget.
Yep.
Then immediately.
What number are you on? Because we're running real long.
That was number 7. Coming in at number 6. Best things about Halloween. Jack-o'-lanterns. The creativity. You got to applaud it.
Okay, so we're getting into the high.
We're getting pretty good. And now have you seen the hack where you're supposed to cut out not the top, you cut a hole in the bottom.
So you can set it on top of
a candle.
You just
put it right over the candle instead of trying to put the candle in the thing.
It's way smarter.
Yeah.
Very smart.
And it took us 2,025 years to get that.
You know, humanity, like the planet wasn't invented. Never mind. I'm not going down that road with you today.
Okay.
I want you to know that your bottom 5 have been as wrong as almost anything you've ever done.
I crunched the numbers and this is what it comes up with. I'm just the messenger.
We would normally do the top 5 next, but if enough people text in and say, please murder this whole bit.
If trick-or-treating, pumpkin patches and jack-o'-lanterns have already gone, what's left?
Here's the deal. Do not text the word stop because then you'll no longer get text messages. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like maybe die.
Or boo.
Okay.
Boo's better.
Boo. What the heck,
the
man?
The controversial rankings of the best things about Halloween continues or boo next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so while we were doing other things on the radio station, Eric and I were pantomiming what we think our faces would look like while bobbing for apples. We're doing TX controversial rankings of the best things about Halloween.
Yes. Best things about Halloween.
If you know anything about controversial rankings, you know that his list is so jacked up that he's got it so wrong. Like, if you're thinking of the best things about Halloween, probably in your mind, like dressing up would be the number one thing. He had it in the bottom 5. Why don't we recap the bottom 5?
It was 9?
Yeah, it was 9. At 10 was bobbing for apples, only on the list out of respect. It's a classic, so it deserves a spot.
Sometimes when he talks, I just want to thump him.
What? Okay. Number 9, costumes.
Yes.
One of the worst parts about it, the pressure. You got to be
a
part of a group.
If you
or you
like
be
escaping
clever.
Reality.
You can't
it's
just
fun.
Be scary anymore. Number 8, pumpkin patches. A little overrated.
No.
You got to go, so it deserves
it's
a spot.
It's kind of dusty. You can just buy
Thank
a pumpkin
you.
At King
yeah,
Supers.
Very dusty.
Just get it done.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand you guys.
Okay.
Number 7, trick-or-treating, much more efficient ways to get candy.
On that one, no one agrees with you. Mm-hmm. The texts have come in. And
trick-or-treating is so cute.
It is,
but you always say thank you, and they never do, and then they just get to eat a bunch of candy, and you're like, this feels like I rewarded you for being a jerk
I'm
all
sort
night.
Of on his side on this one, just because it just feels so baggy. It's why I don't, like when my kids were like in band or whatever, and you sell the chocolate bars, I'm like, I'll just buy them all. Because like, I don't want, like coming in here going, hey, Erica, want to buy some of the twisty nut monkey bread? It's like, no.
Definitely not that.
If it's for the future, if it's candy, I would.
By the by, the monkey bread is unreal. Oh, okay. The monkey bread you can buy, it's like weird little knots and stuff. If my kids never got to sell it, I would have been gone hog wild on it.
Oh.
It's really good stuff. Okay. Sorry.
Get back to the ranking.
Is monkey bread on the list?
Can we do controversial rankings of crap kids sell?
Oh,
yes. Wrapping paper. Did you ever have to sell it to candles?
No, we did wrapping paper and popcorn.
Interesting. We sold enchiladas at one point.
Enchiladas?
What?
Yeah. It's like our gym teacher got like a deal on them or something, and then
Okay, this is definitely going to be a controversial ranking in the future. Keep going.
Number 6 was jack-o'-lanterns. Love the creativity. Love the new hacks.
That should probably be higher up.
Yeah, but
I'm
going to
give you a chance. Yeah.
Okay. The top 5 now. Number 5, best thing about Halloween, the orange and black color scheme. It's a good time that you get orange and black.
Those are my high school colors. I could have done without.
This is the dumbest list he's ever done.
That is a bad take.
What's wrong with orange and black and maybe a little
purple? But if you're saying the 10 things about Devil's Night, that doesn't...
I think it's so...
The color scheme.
Just like red and green for Christmas, you see it and you think Christmas. You see orange and black and you think Halloween. And I think that should be...
Bengals.
Or just like high school.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think...
No, I think it's...
It's been co-opted by a lot of other things. Orange and black is not just that now. It's not. By the way, what's the official colors of this jackhole radio station?
Pink?
No, it's orange and... We're definitely orange.
Hey, man.
No, not Alice. I'm talking Odyssey.
Oh, Odyssey is orange. But not black, because if they tied it with black, it would be Halloween.
That's not true. Anyway, okay, keep going. Okay. Now I'm just frustrated. Can you do the school things?
I think every list I've done has been the worst he's heard.
No, this one's got bread written all over it.
All right, I'm going to get Erica back on my side with number 4.
Oh.
In a tie, Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus.
In a tie?
Yes, both movies
and
deserve a spot.
You know what? You've got me.
Thank you, yes.
Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. Does that mean there's no 3?
No, they're together. Those specific movies.
Okay.
Like, you got to watch
just
the classic.
So you're just saying Halloween movies, i.e. those two.
Those two.
Not, I'm not saying Halloween. Not like the stabby, the scary. I'm saying just the spooky, the fun.
I think we've probably discussed this, but I have no idea what you're saying when you say Halloween Town. Never even heard of it. Is it a Disney movie?
It's very old. You should know it.
Okay. I will kill people you
care about. I think
there's
4 of them.
There's
two with the cast, and then there's 2 more.
Yeah. It's like Home Alone. They just started throwing anybody in there.
And isn't the main girl married to the main guy now?
Yes. Halloween Town. All right. We might
remember
just end it
where he put costumes, okay? He's an idiot.
I don't really like costumes that much.
Maybe less controversy with this one. Number 3, the crisp fall weather. It's a great time. You're getting ready to gear up for kind of the bigger holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Okay.
It's turning. It's part of it. You're thinking, do I need the sweatshirt underneath? Do I need the jacket? Probably. I haven't needed it yet. But
all the things about, like, you understand that these lists are so skewed. Like, you're saying best things about Halloween, but like the day before Halloween is also crisp weather. So like these things should be specific to Halloween.
It's a little bit of a season.
That's it. Like, this is the dumbest thing to be on your list.
I'm with T-Hack. It's a little bit of a season.
Halloween, we're in Halloween season now.
In fact,
it's been,
I might watch Halloween Town tonight.
Okay. Ooh.
All right.
Great. We're in the top 2.
Yes. I still think candy.
You've already done the top 2.
My guess is that candy is
number 1. Well, candy's in there because...
It's number 1.
But here's the thing. The top 2 for everyone else listening is either trick-or-treating or costumes and candy. Mm-hmm. The top... If you walk up to any person from birth to death, what's the best thing about Halloween? They're going to go, candy. What's number 2? Costumes. Like, it's just... Mm-hmm. What are the things that Halloween is known for? Type in Halloween in Google. What are the first 2 things that are going to come up? It's going to be candy and costumes. But these candy and costumes.
This isn't the what is Halloween known for rankings.
It's and the best thing.
People listening haven't crunched the numbers. They just think like, oh, probably costumes. How it's nine.
Candy did not come up on Google.
It's number nine. Barely on the list.
That's costumes.
Costumes, yeah. Candy not yet on the list. Is it on the way? We're in the top two. Number two. Best things about Halloween. Okay. Slacker, you're with me on this.
Don't try to win me over. I'm done with you.
The giant yard skeletons.
Oh,
those huge ones.
We're doing
with the eyes and they move and they follow you. And like,
I drive by 100% this place over an overlid.
Yeah.
And they've got like six of them.
Yep.
And they're dressed up all different. Yeah. Like, what are they doing? They're year round. Yeah.
No, because then what they do is they put a candy cane in his hand. Then it says,
yes.
Then it's like, ooh,
and
it's Christmas.
During the summer, it was like holding a sunflower. And I'm like, what are we
yeah,
doing?
It's too much. It's too much. And it's becoming the Christmas thing where there's inflatables now for Halloween. You guys have gone too far. You know how I feel about inflatables.
He's not saying inflatables.
No,
I'm
but
not.
It doesn't matter.
Actually, I was in Walmart recently and I was shocked at how inexpensive the inflatables are. I assume they'd all be super expensive. I'm like, oh, that's why everyone has
them. Because they suck.
Okay. Do you have the skeleton?
No.
They just have a stuffy, fluffy skeleton at
that
their
one
house.
Is.
Yeah, he's an indoor skeleton.
Okay.
And my kids put clothes on him immediately when we gave him to him.
No way.
They put a t-shirt on him and they felt like he was naked or something.
You understand that you're off the show if this isn't candy. You're literally
I would have to agree with him this one time.
Like you are unemployed.
Do we have time to recrunch? I want to make sure.
No. Okay. If the number one thing about Halloween is not candy, but I will say this, if you get specific about one candy, you're probably also off the show.
Unless it's Reese's pumpkins.
No. Oh my God.
Come on, you know they're better.
Reese's pumpkins are great, but they're not nearly as good as just a standard Reese's egg.
A Reese's pumpkin with Halloween Town on the TV and a giant skeleton out the window.
And you went to the pumpkin patch earlier.
In the crisp fall night. That's the top five, baby, right there.
So are you saying?
Number one, the best thing about Halloween.
Is it?
Candy.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Of course it's candy.
He lived to fight another day.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.